This is KUT. Texas leads the country in wind power generation, but solar power is starting to take off. As the industry grows, KUT's Mose Bouchel takes a look at what effect it might have on your electric bill.
Robbie Searcy is a spokesperson for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, the group that manages almost all of the electric grid in the state. She says right now, solar power provides a relatively small amount of electricity here, but ERCOT projects there will be over 6 times more solar power by the end of the decade.
It is the fastest growing resource.
It's also most prevalent at the very time Texans use the most electricity, hot, sunny days.
Because that is when our air conditioners are running and when we see the most demand on the system.
When demand is high, the price of electricity usually spikes. But a new study from UT Austin and a recent report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance suggests that increased solar generation during peak demand times will reduce the price spikes.
Basically, what's happening is that solar is displacing peaking plants.
Lene Shirley is with the Environmental Defense Fund. She's referring to power plants that only start running when high demand for electricity puts prices at a premium.
They don't run very often during the year, which actually makes them very expensive. So if solar can come in and replace those plants because they tend to do best during those times of day when we're running our ACs, then we have the opportunity to reduce costs.
That could be good news for electric ratepayers, but bad news for companies that make a lot of money selling power from peaking plants, usually run on coal or natural gas, when prices are high. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.